Power in the Darkness from TRB. That was Grey Cortina.
This is BBC. Music.
Emergency NATO meeting over Gaza flotilla crisis. Potter's Bar inquest told how a passenger's warning was forgotten. And Walcott won't be on the plane to South Africa.
Six Music.
BBC News at 5:30. I'm James Kelly. An emergency meeting is taking place at NATO headquarters at the request of Turkey to discuss Israel's commando attack on a flotilla of aid ships trying to break the blockade of Gaza. The UN Security Council has called for an impartial inquiry. At least 10 pro-Palestinian activists were killed on one of the ships, including at least 4 Turks. One of the Israeli soldiers involved in the operation said the troops feared for their lives when protesters on the ship attacked them with metal bars.
Just imagine a heavy guy coming and slamming this butt on someone's face or someone's nose or someone's head. Then I don't know if we can refer to this kind of arm as not heavy arm.
Ruth Baker's partner, Dennis Healy, was the captain of one of the ships. She was asked why he got involved.
One, his love for the sea, and also he just feels he wants to help the people. I mean, they were only taking aid. They had no weapons at all. And it just seems, I don't know, it just seems silly to me that it's all going on, but there you are. He enjoys it.
In other Six Music news, the coroner at the inquests into the deaths of 7 people in the Potter's Bar rail crash in 2002 has said 2 passengers raised concerns about having a rough ride on the track the night before. On the first day of hearings, he said one of them had alerted a member of staff when he arrived at Stevenage, but the man had been too busy to log the report and had forgotten about the conversation. The United States has taken over operational command of 8,000 British troops serving in Helmand province in southern Afghanistan. In Washington, officials have said that Mustafa Abu al-Yazid, also known as Sheikh Saeed al-Masri, regarded as al-Qaeda's third in command, has been killed in an American missile strike. And Theo Walcott is the shock omission from Fabio Capello's final World Cup squad. The Arsenal striker said he was disappointed, but fully respected Capello's decision. That's Six Music News. Your next update's at 6.
Six Music. Six Music. Six Music.